The 142 fish processors and crew members on board the Stellar Sea looked happy to see land when the ship arrived in Dutch Harbor Thursday afternoon. The 316-foot processing vessel was on its way from Seattle to St. Paul Island when it was disabled by an engine room fire at 10:20 p.m. Tuesday night and stranded in the Bering Sea 90 miles north of Dutch Harbor. Robert Strickland was on board and described the incident.
Yeah, we were in our rooms and heard the engine power fluctuate and then the engine cut out completely. Shortly thereafter, alarm went off. Somebody came on the overhead intercom system, told us it wasn't a drill, grab our emergency suits and muster on the deck, and we did at our lifeboat stations. We got in our emergency suits and waited on deck for 2 or 3 hours while they fought the fire, put it out, and then we got to go back in. That's pretty much the gist of it.
Rita Davis, the foreman on the Stellar Sea, said that no one was injured in the fire, but that the people on board did have to take emergency precautions.
We had to don our survival suits, but our wonderful crew, our engineers, and the rest of everyone on board was able to contain the fire. Right now, they're still assessing the damage, so we don't know to what extent, but we're all hopeful that we'll all be up and running again within the next couple of weeks.
The Stellar Sea was brought in by a pair of tugboats, which picked up the tow from the Coast Guard cutter Mellon at about 9:30 Wednesday night. The Coast Guard's local marine safety detachment planned to inspect the vessel Thursday evening and conduct drug and alcohol testing on the crew. They're required to do so after any incident that results in more than $100,000 damage. While the Stellar Sea's crew and processors may be out of harm's way, the headaches are just beginning for the Bering Sea seafood industry. Seafood analyst John Sacton says that if the ship remains sidelined for much of the Opelio crab season, it could cause problems for fishermen and processing companies.
If they can turn it around in 2 weeks, I don't think it's going to have any major impact. But if it's out for longer than that, that will have an impact, and there will have to be some adjustments.
The Stellar Sea is under contract to Peter Pan Seafoods and was supposed to process most of the crab from the northern region of the fishery this year. Trident Seafoods has another floating processor on hand in St. Paul, but that one is working cod right now. Fishermen were counting on being able to deliver to the Stellar Sea this month and take advantage of this year's high crab prices. If the vessel's return to the fishery is delayed too long, there's a chance that sea ice could interfere with the northern fishery, keeping fishermen away from their quotas of Opelio crab. In Unalaska, I'm Charles Homans.